This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd's Gun. Hey, look at that. Let's go with that. At Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Hey, well, since we've only been on the air for, you know, things are a little backwards, so we're having to fill in the grooves where we can. So tonight, here we are, first hour, Thursday. Let's lead off with writer and podcaster and shooter and competitor and canoeing dude. That would be Rob Morris. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. I've missed my dose of Bill Frady, and I thought you were going to have me on to play piano there for a minute.
Yeah. You know, just updated something, and now everything's like, well, okay, we'll just do what we want to do because we're
indeed.
Yep.
How was your holiday? I hope it was good.
It was good. You know, grandkids.
Right.
That always makes for fun.
My kids came into town, so I feel the same way. But then today, this afternoon, just before you called, I noticed that the Florida Commission on the Parkland High School shooting, they'd issued a preliminary report. They issued their final report. It's 458 pages, I think.
Wow.
I'm not that fast, so I'm in the middle of that. Wow.
Can it get any worse than their preliminary report that we talked about?
Well, yes, I think it will, in the sense that they will be more specific.
Okay.
They are being more specific. What's fascinating is since then, the Florida Sun Sentinel, after the preliminary report came out, published two scathing reports. Basically said, look, Florida really failed back then. By the way, Broward is still failing today. You know, yeah. Things like, oh, just here. You and I have seen it, and once you start studying it, you look for it. A local fire department said, hey, we've got this hose. These hoses get burnt. We're going to cut them in two-foot sections, the folding arms that open and close your schoolroom doors.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than this big steel frame, here, we're just taking a piece of this fire hose, which you cannot cut through easily. We're just going to slide it over those arms, and that holds the door closed. Brilliant. Cost a couple dollars to cut a piece of fire hose.
Yeah.
And you went, wow, okay, that sits in the teacher's door. Even if the guy shoots through the lock, now he's got to shoot apart that closure. Cost pennies. Broward can't get out of their own way. I'm getting a larger and larger impression that Florida politics are very much driven by government unions.
Yeah, I would say so. I wonder if that policy is still in place where we're trying to keep them in school and not out of the penitentiary when they should be in the penitentiary.
Right.
Do we know if that's still in place?
A state law was changed in the last year. Let's expand. This was a program pushed by the Obama Department of Education. They said, look, we're seeing a lot of kids, you know, get a criminal strike while they're in high school. They get pitched out. They never really complete their education. They turn to a life of crime or continue along that path. And they said, what can we do to get them through high school? And what that became was anything your child does, he will never be expelled, particularly in Broward County. There were essentially political payoffs to look the other way no matter what. Florida changed the law that said you may keep him in school. He may not be prosecuted, but all of his records will go to the police, and he only gets one bite at this apple, meaning right. The second time he gets referred, no, we're prosecuting.
Gotcha. Well, it's...
One of the things, there was a dad, Andrew Pollock, his daughter, Meadow, literally threw herself in front of another student. Meadow was shot 9 times. She died. And he goes, so many mistakes were made, but nothing is happening to the people who made them. We have plenty of laws to stop this. What we don't have is any personal accountability.
Yeah, and a lot of people are capitalizing on it. I mean,
how so?
There's no way David Hall gets into Harvard,
right?
If he doesn't become a limousine leftist, right?
Right. Yep.
So he's in Harvard now, and
this guy Paul. Okay, the Florida School Board in Broward County hired a public relations media specialist. I think it was $70K they paid him. This was because the elections were coming up, and they wanted to retain their seats. After they retained their seats, despite parents going, these guys have been hiding a bunch of terrible things. They've hidden cases of rape on campus.
Right.
Pollock actually left the state. This dad, he said, I can't live here anymore. I can't look my neighbors in the eye and go, what you did got my daughter killed, and then you did nothing about it. I told you what was going on. You didn't want to hear. That's a pretty tough condemnation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're doing everything except going after the real issue. And that means tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you mm-hmm. think about this one. I think that the leftists like these kind of killings.
Yep.
Because this gives them a reason to pursue gun control.
I think you're 100% correct. And what's fascinating about gun control? It is a brutally painful, self-fulfilling prophecy. We promote government regulations that just failed to get our failed and got our children killed. So the solution looks a lot like the disease.
Right.
Anybody think that's going to work? Or yeah. I don't think they care whether it works. They just want us disarmed. As you know, the way you close your show, it's about control.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about control. Definitely, it is about control. Always about control. And the fun thing is that they've sort of pulled that mask off, and they're going to be they're all out there right now in their whole leftist glory, and I'm going to be watching them with bated breath just in case, because they got a whole bunch of things happening all over the place, so
that was
we need to watch out for.
Indeed, the FBI finally had a community meeting.
Yeah.
Where they admitted that the person who took the call, the screener, said, this might be an issue, but I don't see any laws that were broken. And he referred it to a supervisor who dumped the file and never listened to the call where somebody said this crazy kid at this school in Parkland, Florida, says he's going to shoot people. Don't you think we should listen?
Yeah.
And they say, well, he's no longer, we didn't fire the person. They're just no longer a call screener.
There you go. Oh, well, that makes
sense. That made it all
you
better.
Hang on for me.
Yes,
you
sir.
Hang on for me. Everybody needs to go to iTunes and look for Self-Defense Gun Stories and or the Polite Society podcast and or both. And give Mr. Morse and his hombres and ladies a listen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups?
Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed.
All right, look at it. It's going to play again now. Man, the machine resets. Let's upgrade the OS. You'll love it, Bill. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rob Morse. This is what happens, Rob. This is, you know, when you get out there and you upgrade everything and update or whatever. It's a constant struggle.
Struggle on, Bill. Carry on.
Yeah. So, what would you like to meander to next?
I want to talk about how unaccountable government is. I'm reading through this commission report. I'm just skimming the highlights right now. Two quotes I saw on Facebook just leaped out at me. The government requires you to send your kids to a school.
Right.
That the government then says it has no duty to protect.
Right.
Wow. We just had our kids home. Pretty strong message right after the holidays. The other one I thought was a little lighter. It says, hey, the reason we can go to the zoo over the holidays is because walls work.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
But both interesting for Donald Trump and for the fact that we want walls to protect our children, to keep people who don't belong in our schools out. On the other hand, you and I study personal self-defense, and we know that all barriers are temporary.
Right.
Yeah, and that's something that's driven home for you over and over. In the military, you said, you know, you may be in a good spot now. It won't last. To me, that was, as I'm reading through this report, and some of the participants in the study commission said this. They said, look, this is serious. There needs to be a sense of urgency. And we're getting a bureaucratic response.
Right.
When you quote, when you send your kids to school in the morning, there's an expectation that they're going to come home alive in the afternoon. And then he goes, well, you know, it could be a money issue, but in most cases it's not.
Right.
It's a bureaucratic issue. Put a piece of tape on the floor so you know that there's a hard corner where people can't see you. Put a piece of paper next to the door so you can cover up the window. So at least the guy's got to shoot the window out, just shred it, before he can even see into the classroom. And you're all, what's that cost? A buck and a half in tape?
No.
Do we need union approval for tape dispensers?
Well, I don't know. We might.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Now, to their credit, you go, hey, oh, you know, I may have to move my classroom around a little bit. Gotcha. So between now and the next week, get together with some other teachers and take your desk and maybe a filing cabinet out of that safe corner. Let's leave it so that kids can, it's available if we need to hide. Again, the point that was driven home, but I did see one journalist pick up on it. The murderer at this school never entered a classroom.
No, that was one of the things that lent this idea that he had tripped a fire alarm, which he did not.
Right.
He was catching them as they were in the hallway. So
the other thing that doesn't cost anything, and you even commented on it when we talked about it weeks ago.
Sure.
The police were seeing a 20-minute tape delay, and that was just the flick of a switch that literally the people in the school didn't even know that the cops were on delay.
Right.
Or so they say. Yeah. The other thing, though, when I was in Colorado after this murder took place, really a massacre, they had already decided that they would let fire alarms go through to the fire department and the police, but they would not let the bell ring in the building without a confirming set of eyeballs to say that, hey, there really is fire. Look, I at least need to see smoke. that would have saved a great... That's where most lives were lost, was when the children ran into the hallway. Several floors were locked down, and the murderer was unsuccessful at getting to children. Unfortunately, those were in the areas where teachers heard the gunshots. He went up another floor where, isn't that interesting? You just climb a staircase, go up a couple feet. The teachers never heard the gunshots. The fire alarm went off because of the dust. It was interpreted as smoke by the firearm sensors. The dust and the acoustic tiling that came loose because there was a gunshot in the hallway. And then those children were flooded in the hallway. They were, unfortunately, easily killed.
Right.
Wow. It's not complex, but it's not simple either. What was the classic comment about firearms instruction? Nothing we do is complex, but none of it is easy.
Yeah. And, part of it comes down to just being willing to do it, you know, just being willing to go and undertake the tasking of learning it, because
right.
most people that start doing that do it for the rest of their life as long as they're able to do it.
Right.
So I've never met anybody just went to one class. Once they start going, it becomes a thing.
Now, you know what's interesting? You see yourself as a defender and hold yourself to those standards.
Right.
First responders that I saw in school do the same. They can. Most police departments will say, "Hey, you want to train once a month with us?" Life happens, so sometimes instead of going to the range, they'll go, "Let's just do a walkthrough through the school." They take it seriously. They go, "Hey, you know, it's been a while. We need to brush up." You can't, well, it's clear you can't pay to get that sort of dedication, because we look at the 7 Broward County law enforcement officers who stood around and did not enter the school. Tell me again why we need paid law enforcement rather than armed teachers.
Well, I don't know. You know, one of the things that came out is they once again affirmed, because they sued the Broward cops, and
right.
the judge said, well, you know, the Supreme Court said that the cops have no duty to protect you.
Yeah.
So, we're coming up on the break. When we get back, we'll pour over this some more as Mr. Morris celebrates the beginning of the year with me here for the first time on the 4th, I guess, the 3rd, whatever it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference and thanks border security officials for what they've been doing.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
California Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. This is her second go-around, as Pelosi was Speaker of the House from 2007 to 2011. Pelosi says folks on Capitol Hill must help the middle class.
We must be champions of the middle class and all those who aspire to it, because the middle class is the backbone of our democracy.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 660 points to close at 22,686. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to podcaster and writer Rob Morse. That time I remembered to hit the button, Rob. Hit the button.
This is a pretty depressing subject. I just want to bring up one more comment. Sure. And I wrote something I called the good news for firearms owners of 2018. Did you see that?
I did.
I didn't read it.
I was saving it. I haven't read it. Go ahead and talk about it because I want to hear about it.
Well, okay. One last thing.
Sure.
On the school shootings. The reason this report is going to require careful review is with one voice, the sheriff, Bob Gutierrez, was the chairman of it, said, look, we've got to take this seriously. Sitting there and hiding behind an ideology that says we shouldn't have guns in schools is getting us killed. Yes, we should defend our schools, our teachers, our staff. We should arm teachers. We're supporting the, quote, school guardian program. Then you dig into the school guardian program and find out that classroom teachers are expressly prohibited from being part of it. Maybe, as I dig through this 500-page adventure, they will propose that that be revised so that every teacher is eligible. In the next breath, one of the school board members from Broward County, where Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was located,
right,
said, oh, no, when I talk to people, most people don't want armed teachers. They want law enforcement. How did that work out? So there's this appeal to a fantasy ideology in the face of evident failure of what they were doing. So I think they're really playing politics. It's going to take a careful read.
Well, who says that they don't want armed teachers, that they want law enforcement? Who's saying that? Which non-learning animal?
Yeah, exactly. Interestingly, yeah, that we tell to go teach our kids. Interestingly enough, there was a Pew Research poll that came out that said, although the desire for armed school staff slightly dropped since last Valentine's Day when the shooting occurred, we still want it. Now, it didn't make a clear distinction between armed law enforcement and armed teachers.
Right.
But we said, look, we want our schools defended with guns. The trainers that I saw in Colorado said, you can't just leave a guy there to retire in place. In fact, he needs to be part of a training group. Some police departments have now put them under like special operations, like SWAT guys, because their attitude is, look, you're not here to hand out parking tickets. If we ever need you, it's going to be loud and in your face.
Right.
Maybe you'll break up a fight once in a while, but for the most part, teachers can take care of that.
You know, I don't have an issue with armed resource officers. As a matter of fact, some think tank out of Toledo, I think, Ohio, did this study. They call themselves the Department of Homeland Studies or something like
that. Oh, interesting.
Some Homeland Studies, Homeland Security Studies. I don't remember what it was called. And they found that the most effective means to protect a school, protect the people inside the school, would be a combination of armed teachers and resource officers in place.
Right.
Armed teachers to, you know, be the initial barrier.
Right.
And the resource officers that can come in there and actually, I guess with the cops, they have to run to the danger, but the armed teachers will stand up too.
Right.
So, because of their morals and everything, the ones that would volunteer for this. So,
it's very, very personal for them. Yeah.
Yes. I think resource officers are good, but I don't think they can do it alone. I think they are an augmentation to armed teachers and not the other way around. Because what do they have? One or two per school?
Maybe. Part-time. Yeah. Exactly.
Dude's not
I agree
Superman.
With you 100%.
He's not Superman unless he's a parkour runner. You know, if he's 22 years old and he can run around and do flips and all this other stuff and land in the middle of the fight while it's going on, he's going to get there after it has occurred.
Right.
Whereas a teacher would be there Johnny on the spot. So I don't know. We'll see what we get out of that. But the whole thing about this that I don't hear anybody ever address as to why we haven't done this. They want to get out there and say, well, this hasn't happened because we haven't been able to ban the AR-15. Right? They'll say, well, this hasn't happened because we haven't been able to ban the AR-15. But since Columbine, we should not have had another school shooting.
Right.
There should have been no Virginia Tech. There should have been, I mean, I'm sure you've read the story of the Virginia Tech shooter.
He was quite methodical. The report now.
Yeah. And they knew that he was an issue too. This guy never talked to anybody.
Nope.
As a child.
Probably autistic. Yes.
He had what they referred to as, he could talk. He just didn't want to talk.
Right. Yep.
And the only time he talked was when he was making his videos.
and he was an angry man.
Yes, he was. And he wasn't somebody that came from a socioeconomically, poor family or anything like that. He came from a good family. He was Korean, I believe it is. And
yes. Yep. South Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, You know, we shouldn't have had another one since Columbine. And the fact that we continue to have these things happen tells me that they're not interested in stopping them.
I think you're right. You alluded to that. Now, here's something to put in your bonnet. They did a series of very detailed medical examinations of mass murders. People who were shot with a pistol had a higher fatality rate than if they were shot with a rifle. The rifle shooters engaged at a longer distance. The pistol shooters got up close and personal and then put multiple rounds on target.
Right.
I in my head think the reverse. The data says we're wrong. Wow.
Eh.
So we're going to outlaw the gun that isn't really the problem. Who knew?
Well, we're not going to outlaw it because
there you go.
That's not the issue. The issue is that there is, you know, they could do it psychologically if they wanted to. I read that in Arkansas, a Christian school went the Army, the teacher's route, and the head of the Christian school, which was he was a reverend or a pastor or something, he made sure that they had plenty of signage all over the place saying, our teachers are armed and will employ lethal force if you try to come into the school to harm anyone. And that signage would be enough to dissuade most people if everybody could keep a secret. But do you know what? Let's just hang on a minute. We're coming into the next break. He is at amaland.com as our featured writer. He is at clashdaily.com as a featured writer. And he has Slofax WordPress blog, which is where everything gets its premiere. And that's where you can find the written word of Rob Morse. He offers it to you for free. All he wants is a like, maybe a share. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Would you like to tell us some good news now that
we've...
Give me some good news.
Yeah, if you over-celebrated, here, you may have forgotten about this. Did you notice that the state, both House and Senate, improved Ohio's gun laws when they overrode Governor John Kasich's veto? The new laws reinforced state preemption, and it also shifted the burden of proof in self-defense cases to the prosecutor. Ohio was unique, and it is no longer. We are again innocent until proven guilty in cases of self-defense in Ohio. That's pretty darn good.
Yes, that is pretty darn good. The reason I hadn't brought it up is every time that happens and I think about John Kasich's face, I wish I'd had a GoPro mounted somewhere in his office when he heard this veto had occurred.
Right.
Because you'd still hear. Just thinking about it makes me gut laugh. So I can't be articulate on that one. Just can't control myself. So, that was some pretty good news. I love it when a Second Amendment guy like Kasich gets out there, gets slapped around like somebody owes him money. I like that.
Now here's one esoteric. Some epidemiologists. What is the Annals of Epidemiology is where it came out.
Right.
They looked at it and they said mandatory background checks and firearms purchase prohibitions for minor crimes don't reduce either homicide or suicide.
Yeah.
Basically, gun control is a placebo.
Yes.
Take the sugar pill.
More importantly, now, I don't know if you saw this, but the FBI just released this report about 2017. And in 2018, I'm not sure, but 7 million illegal immigrants tried to buy guns in the United States. 5 million adjudicated mental health issues tried to buy guns.
Wow.
And We have not heard about the explosion of all of the Form 4473 falsifiers being imprisoned. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a federal offense to falsify the 4473?
And they're almost never prosecuted. Virtually never. Shame on us.
So, I mean, that report and the fact that we're not arresting anybody, background checks are like this whole, you know, background checks are another glaring example.
Right.
Of what that report that you're citing points out. Gun control doesn't work. And where we do have gun control where they could actually do something with it, they don't.
Right. Well, now, let's make a distinction.
Sure.
Legal immigrants who are not citizens, they can get a firearm in the United States.
Yes.
Now, some states needed to be reminded of it, and the Second Amendment Foundation has consistently brought those suits and won. Good for them. The illegal alien there's no real ID for him. So you go, sure, give me your license. Wait a minute. What the heck?
You know? Well, I mean, you know, in California, they can get a driver's license.
Right. I don't think that works for a federal background check, though.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't, because they have to falsify the 4473 in order to fill it out. If they don't get, if they're not honest, they have to falsify it. But we know that they issue those things, and because they have motor voter. In California as well. So, you know, everybody's like, well, Hillary won California. Yeah, I wonder why. But but give me some more good news.
Okay. Yeah. My pleasure. Hey, you remember Operation Choke Point, right?
I do.
Where you might just be a small hardware store and you sell some ammunition in the back. And now your bank and credit card processor say, we're not going to do business with you anymore. Whoa. Well, Gearfire Payments joined an existing firm called McMillan Merchant Solutions. Both firms process credit card transactions for gun stores. We have alternatives. So when your local gun store gets hassled, you know right where to send them. Also, they added up the numbers at the end of the year. Concealed carry permits in Washington, D.C. increased 14-fold. In the first full year of shall issue.
Wow.
You think some people wanted a permit? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's in Kansas, in some town in Kansas, their homicides went up by a total of 5, but the 5 were justified homicides. They were self-defense homicides.
How cool is that?
It's indicative of the fact that in these homicides, when these guys were having to engage a bad guy, they didn't shoot the wrong person.
That's right.
Which only happens 2% of the time when it's a civilian versus 12% of the time when it's a cop.
Right.
So.
We are, you know what? I guess we were listening to our instructor.
Yeah, well, that counts because we get, you know, when you go to one of these classes that Rob and I go to, they have, there's a warning phase where they're telling us that we'd better be sure of this and we better be sure of that and we better be sure of the other stuff. And once they've got that out of the way and they drum this, they beat this drum, I mean, for quite a while.
Do they ever?
They beat the drum and they talk about the legal ramifications and what you're going to go through, and they paint the most bleak picture. And then they take you out to the range. And they teach you to shoot the GUI.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Which the GUI is the eyes, nose, region. There's not a whole lot of stuff in a straight line from front to back that will stop anything going through that to the brain matter. So when we get to the self-defense portion of this, especially tactical response, he's only lost one student that's been in a gunfight. And that student was not really in a gunfight because that student did not take a gun to it.
He forfeited the match.
He forfeited the match, and he's still mad at him about that one. So everybody else has listened and paid attention. And you know that if you or I get involved in one of those things now, that all we have to do is call tactical response, and we'll have expert witnesses coming out the wazoo.
Yes, hopefully we won't need them if we conduct ourselves properly.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let me again, if you forgot, do the names Kavanaugh and Gorsuch ring a bell, along with 85 other judges that were appointed last year?
Yeah, that's good news. That's really good news.
We forget.
I noticed that nobody's talking about poor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't wish her any ill will, but she needs to quit and take care of her health.
Yep.
That should be the first reason for her to quit, would be to take care of her health. I'm sure that her buddy Scalia would have advised her to do that.
Yeah.
So because they were pretty tight, those two. So, that might be the next. That'll be the next Supreme Court justice out there.
Won't the press go crazy over that?
Yeah, but they're not. They can go crazy over it if they want to. But now there's more votes in the Senate.
Right.
And we don't have to play this shell game and jockey back and forth and play Mother May I and all this other stuff. It's going to be a little more clear cut and clean the next time around. And faster, too. It's going to be faster. Although you got to remember, most of the Democratic side of the Senate wants to run for president. And
I don't know
if Kamala Harris will still be on the Judiciary Committee because she was the junior member and they had to kick one out. And I think it was her because of seniority.
Yep.
But
yep,
we'll see all of them step up.
We're going to get so tired of hearing Cory Booker. Oh, Lord.
Just call him Spartacus.
That's right. Not Smarticus.
I am Bookerus.
Hey, some other good news.
Well, we got 45 seconds. Go.
That there was a constitutional carry. It became the law of the land in Arkansas.
Yes,
last year.
I did see it. It's coming up in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Is it Oklahoma?
What?
Yeah. I think it's
Arkansas.
It's coming up in one of the Dakotas. It's coming up one of the Dakotas. That's right.
Excellent.
It's just getting better and better. Everybody out there, you need to go to Slowpoke's WordPress blog or Clash Daily or MON or go get it on iTunes at Self Defense Gun Stories or Polite Society. That's where he does his work. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk to Jay Jacobson, the CEO of Franklin Armory, about this beautiful PDW C11 that I've got sitting beside me right here and something new for you. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.